My question to you, Afia, you mentioned a line item for the affiliates. Okay, that is something this board has already voted for the affiliate program to be broken out in the budget as a separate line item. We did that last year. Am I not correct? Those of you who were here then?
It's in the report, actually.
Okay. So if you're not seeing it, it's something that's already been approved by the board.
Thank you.
And it needs to happen.
Thank you.
Because we have been addressing this issue ongoing. Because we also want to see a separation of the affiliates' effect from the archives' effect. And we have asked to see that.
Thank you.
Nicole, George, and AC.
Mic's not working.
What happens when we do that is that we tend to balkanize even more our budget. And what we get, what I've already gotten already, and I think Lonnie can speak to this as well, is people consider they have their own separate pools of money. And we don't. Already, Lonnie and I have done some work on just looking at the return, if you will, where does that $203,000, what does it offset with the revenue that comes in from the affiliates? And Lonnie, you're the one that told me it doesn't even go towards the costs of DN or FSRN at this point. It's covering the costs of just running the program and paying the staff that already has. Correct?
I did an affiliates budget last year, and I did I gave to Afia just a couple of days ago. But there are larger issues, nonetheless. I look at it as a financial issue. Sorry. The one that is most present for me is extra staff. And that is not costed out.
And what?
Extra staff.
And, not great timing to look at extra staff. The issue of breaking out the affiliate expenses as a separate issue, I said last year, and I'll say it again, that I'm happy to do that, but I'd like to do it like I do. I can give a separate report on affiliate expenses and revenues. I don't want to consider the department, but I don't think that makes sense. But I think just an accounting of the expenses for the affiliate task force to work from is useful. And I'm happy to produce those reports like I produce reports for the mail drop and other kinds of things. I think that's a reasonable compromise. So that's where it sits. From my mind, the hang-up is we can't afford another staff person. And that's certainly not going to be integrated with our overall 60th anniversary outreach, et cetera, all that has to be looked at together and yada, yada, yada.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Lonnie's been really helpful in breaking down those costs. I mean, already you've got full-time plus a two-thirds assistant plus web assistance plus audio port coverage plus energy to run audio port. I mean, I think we're really stepping up to the plate here, and we also gave money during the NCE project.
Yes. One other thing. I'm sorry. I'll be very brief. The reason that the issue came up was because there was some confusion with the board because the affiliates report was saying one thing and the financial statements were saying something else. And we understood Lonnie was clear. And so we were trying to really kind of bring that to some kind of a closure so that it was not an issue that was constantly finding its way into the board meeting, to just be clear on what was the affiliates and what that looked like. And I don't think we required that it be broken out as a separate department, more so than just to see what the income versus expenses and all of that looked like.
Yeah, and
George and then AC.
Could I go?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't see
you. Oh, should I respond or let them go? The affiliates program is a formal structural component of Pacifica. And simply because there may be some people who have some notions about whether it's their pot of money or Pacifica's pot of money, cannot be the basis, surely, for making policy on such a critical issue as income and expenses when we, at the same time, are talking about being on the verge of bankruptcy. And I would ask that whatever the resolution was that passed previously be made available so that we can see what it was and whether or not it's being complied with, that as an element in this institution, like the archives, it is not only appropriate but is respectful of the members of the affiliates who have a contractual relationship with with Pacifica and have a right to respect full disclosure and respect to be respected as a part of this organization.
Absolutely, and I just want to add to that, we do indemnify them in the contracts. I used to run an affiliate station back in the day at KZYX back in 1993. It was a very different relationship at that time. You got one sheet of paper. It said, check here if you take PNN and the specials. And I remember back in 1995, you paid $3,000 annually, and that's in 1995 dollars of $3,000. So, you know, in many ways, I think that this program has been extremely successful. Yeah. There were at one time over 100 full power stations when I was an affiliate station. After the split or whatever, the new Pacifica, many of those stations just contract directly now with the programs they want, i.e. Democracy Now! So we did give money for the NCE project, and that was a collective project of public radio. We also give dues to NFCB, which I think Pacifica paid $17,000, according to Lonnie, annually to NFCB, and there's ancillary benefits from NFCB to the state, to all the stations that are part of NFCB. So I think the program is great. I would never think of turning off audio port or anything like that. But to enhance it, to make it a separate department and all that, we've always had affiliates ever since Pacifica, you know, started to put on KU, which was like 20 years ago. So.
Okay, thank you. You know what, folks, you're not going to believe this, but we're way over time. George and AC and no more, if you don't mind.
Affiliates, is it continuing to grow, and is it growing at the same sort of rate that it has been in like the last year or so?
It appears to be growing even faster, especially from the number of new stations that the FCC is licensing. And as a function, and I will point out, as a function of marketing over the years of Pacifica and Pacifica products, as stations go online, whether or not they received assistance through the affiliates program or not, seek out Pacifica for Pacifica programming. So yes, the more stations that are brought online, the more stations that are signing up, as well as previous stations returning. So yes, Nicole is correct. It is a highly successful program.
Thank you. AC?
Yes. Is there a possibility of, given the crisis that we face, that of the affiliates serving as staff, can they provide some sort of assistance, several of the affiliate stations to help process the staff work that needs to go with this?
Well, I'm not at liberty, obviously, to bind the the affiliates. But I will say that when we caucused at the National Federation for Community Broadcasters Conference, they several readily assured Nicole that they are prepared to increase their fiscal contribution.
Okay.
And point to the fact that they have within their own institutions training, skill, and experience. So I would imagine that the both are probably available.
Oh, okay.
Speak what I asked for from them to help underwrite, which was actually the cost of sending two affiliate reps to the board meeting. And I said, you know, that would be really useful if you guys have any extra change to maybe help us defray the costs, since we have to send 20 others plus two. And they were really enthusiastic about that. Afia is absolutely correct. People were like, yeah, if we have, because a lot of them, well, some of them do take underwriting. In fact, all the full power do. So they have different avenues as well. And they seemed really okay with helping to defray the cost of governance.
Okay.
However, they do want to be reflected in the budget.
Okay. Either way.
That's
and by the way, do you have stations in North Carolina and New Orleans? I know there are some people who have inquired about that.
Yes, there are. And the one, when I had my senior moment a minute ago, the one that I was thinking about was a station in a new station that's receiving Pacifica assistance through Radio for People in Albany, Georgia. And for those of you familiar with the Eyes on the Prize series, Albany, Georgia was another one of those hard nuts to crack. So it expands the Pacifica reach, which touches Georgia through Radio Free Georgia, WRFG, and then expanded through Albany. So, yes.
In North Carolina, I mentioned?
In North Carolina, I believe Shaw has a station that takes some Pacifica programming.
Okay.
And Asheville. Thank you. Asheville, what? North Carolina. Yes.
Oh, Asheville.
So, we are concluded this portion of the affiliates report.
Excuse me, do I need to make my motion now?
You do.
Okay. I move that the income and expenses, the budget for the affiliates program, whether it's called affiliates and outreach or just affiliates, is formally reflected in the budget.
Second.
Thank you.
There
were several seconds.
Bob,
just a second, Bob.
Okay.
Bob.
In the report we've just been handed, in the appendix, the next to the last appendix, is the text of the motion that was passed in 2006. The pages aren't numbered. It's the next to last page, the top two bullet points. It says, prior to 2006, there were allocations for the affiliates program in the network's annual budget. In 2006, Ray LaForest moved and the PNB ratified that, the first point, a line item be identified for affiliate expenses, and the second point, that the executive director and CFO meet with the affiliates coordinator to discuss allocations for the upcoming budget. So that covers the expense part of your motion, but not the income part. So this is a currently in force motion. It wasn't just for that fiscal year. It was a permanent policy.
Okay. I'm at a loss as to what I should do now. Should I just modify
it? You could just modify it to deal with the income side.
Lonnie. There's a mic right there. Grab Yosha's mic.
Here.
Yeah, well, the reason the income wasn't needed in the motion is because the income for the affiliates is already in the budget.
Okay,
is
thank
it broken
you.
Out?
So we don't need the motion.
There's no breakout for revenue. It's just revenue.
It's revenue.
Yeah. You don't need a motion for revenue.
Revenue.
goes into a million different places.
I'm still unclear. I'm sorry, Sherry. Can I clarify?
Yes.
I don't follow. Lonnie, are you saying that in the line item budget, there is a line that says affiliate income?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, just a point of clarification. The breakout for expenses for the affiliate program is done first on the budgetary level. We work with the affiliates coordinator to see what the budget for the affiliates would be. She presented a budget. We looked it over. The second thing that is done is that I do, as I hand it to Ophelia, I handed a breakout of expenses as well. I can share that with the board. Now, I do that on request, by the way. Expenses up to date, YTD, just like the other stuff. The third step that I'm hearing, just want to be clear what the request is, that these special reports no longer be special reports, but they become a formal part of the budget format. Just want to be clear about what the request is. Is that what we're hearing? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
What are we hearing? Yeah, is that what you're hearing?
That's correct. Because, I mean, over an hour in your report, and not once did you mention the affiliates or that it generates income or that it spends money. Okay, and this, whether or not the reference to affiliates on the first page of the consolidated reports is what you're referring to, you, Lonnie, are referring to. You have other income hyphen affiliates, and then you show
the revenue.
Right.
Yeah, now what I'm suggesting is as we have broken out the board expenses, you know, if you look at that, just read down, you'll see how we've broken out board expenses. I'm just trying to be clear what the product will be. And the product will be something similar to that, is what I have in mind. Because that would be show affiliate expenses.
Your employees are asking you what you want. What do you want?
Me?
Well, you're an employee of the board. Nicole is, too. You two are asking what we're asking you to
do. Yeah,
right?
I just don't know what's clear here.
I get that.
Confusing.
I'm not sure that... I'm not sure that this provides enough information, and it certainly isn't the equivalent of a budget. And that's ultimately what I'm referring to.
I don't know what you mean by budget. Budget is very different than reporting income and expense. So if we're going to break everything down into a budget, then that means then we should look at web as a budget. I mean, all this stuff. Lonnie and I go back.
Lonnie, you're shaking your head.
Let me ask a question.
Talk about it.
Could I ask a question? Lonnie, you're referring to this as a special report, are you not?
Yeah, it has revenue and it has expenses broken down. Now, if you're asking for more than that, we need to know.
Well, no, I think that this is helpful.
Okay.
Would be useful. I certainly found it useful. I think the other members of the board would find it useful if it were part of the regular reporting process.
Yeah, I'm prepared to do that at every board meeting, give something just like that. If that suffices, I'm happy to do that.
At this point, I would say yes. And if the members of the task force tell me that I'm, you know, all wet, then I'll come back and tell you.
Then you can get dry. Okay. So, Afia, then I take it the motion is tabled until further consultation after you consult with the affiliates.
With the understanding that what is presently being described as a special report will accompany future reports.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
So, thank you, Lori, and thank you, Afia. No.